Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. One of the things that I always get excited about is I get excited about things about light. I mean, light is something that seems so fascinating to me. How is it created? Even with electricity, I just think it's fascinating. I would love to have been there when God said, "Let there be light." Well, let me speak to a different kind of light for a moment. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus is speaking to the people, and here's what he says: "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life." In verse 13, it says that the Pharisees replied, "You're making these claims about yourself. Such testimony is not valid." Listen to how Jesus replies. "These claims are valid even though I make them about myself, for I know where I came from and where I am going, but you don't know this about me. You judge me by human standards, but I do not judge anyone. And if I did, my judgment would be correct in every respect because I am not alone. The Father who sent me is with me. Your own law says that if two people agree about something, their witness is accepted as fact. I am one witness, and my Father who sent me is the other." I love this. Jesus is saying, "I am the light of the world." I love this. And it reminds me of the fact that we are not called to fix the entire world, but to outstretch our arms with a message that He can, because He can fix every soul. Sometimes it takes some challenges for us to figure out that we don't have to get our ducks in a row to receive the light. So it ought to be pretty assuring. Listen to this story that I found interesting. A young couple moved into a new neighborhood. The next morning, while they were eating breakfast, the young woman saw her neighbor hanging the washing outside, and she said, "That laundry's not very clean. She doesn't know how to wash correctly. Perhaps she needs better laundry soap." Her husband looked on and thought, "Yeah, whatever." And every time her neighbor went out and hung her washing out to dry, the young woman made the same comment. A month later, the woman was surprised to see nice, clean wash on the line. She turned around and she said, "Look, honey, she's finally learned how to wash correctly. I wonder who taught her how to do this." And the husband got up, looked outside, and he said, "Oh, I got up early this morning and cleaned our windows." And so it is with our life. What we see. When watching others or watching ourselves, it depends on the clarity of the window through which we look. Let us make sure that we give light to what we see, and that light is the light of the world. I love that, and trust that you have the greatest day as we join together. And know, Jesus is the light of our world. Let us walk in His light. God bless you, my friend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast, and be on the lookout for a new podcast coming later this summer entitled The Positive Talk Podcast, where myself and licensed professional counselor Julie Homrich will be sharing some truths about faith and science. Think about this one thing. I wonder if there is a science to our sin. Whoo! That could get deep, but I guarantee you, Julie has a great answer. God bless you, friends. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.